Good morning, everybody. The date, June 7th, 2005, a Tuesday morning. I was in my office, and I felt kind of iffy. And I had been doctoring for high blood pressure and asthma. I thought, well, I didn't take any asthma meds. I better hit the road and get home and get them, and this way I'll be able to feel better. I drove Route 100 onto 422 bypass, onto 662, and when I got to Yellow House, I realized this just wasn't asthma. Although I had no pain in my chest, in my jaw, in my left arm, I kind of thought, this is more serious. Pulled over in that parking lot, made a phone call, ambulance crew picked me up, here, chew some aspirins, transported me to Reading Hospital. From there, they took over, didn't know exactly what to do with me for 12 days, and airlifted me to the University of Pennsylvania Hospital, where I received quadruple bypass surgery. So you say, that's a nice story, Frank, but where is God in this? Well, let me tell you. While I was at Reading, Tammy would send thank you notes. One of the notes went to the ambulance crew who picked me up. About a week and a half after that, a member of that crew, female, called my house. She got Tammy's mom, who was watching the children. She started to cry. And she said, we don't know how he made that phone call. His oxygen level was at 40%. I didn't make the phone call. When I got to Reading Hospital, where they stabilized me, found out after the fact that the cardiologist on duty was with another patient. It just so happens that another cardiologist walked in as I was being admitted to go over the case and literally save my life. I think back, and I think, how did I drive? If my oxygen level was so low, and how did I possibly drive up Route 662, which is very windy and up and down, undulating in there? And I only know that God was my co-pilot. I could not have made it otherwise. I'm convinced of that. When I got to the University of Pennsylvania Hospital, the cardiologist and surgeons had an argument. I found out the cardiologists have control of you until they go to surgery, and then the surgeon takes over your case. The cardiologist wanted me to go in surgery with another surgeon because my surgeon had said, if I take you up to the operating room, I'm going to kill you. You will bleed out on me because you're taking so many blood thinners. He said, but I will tell you, we have to do it within the next 2 weeks. Otherwise, you're not going to be around. So we had the dilemma. Of course, we prayed. There was a young minister there, female, who came up, and we prayed together, of course. And we decided to stay with Dr. Morris. They found an answer to the problem. He operated and was successful. But prior to the operation, he said to me and to Tammy, just so you know, you may need an artificial heart. The damage is so bad. So when Tammy and my older daughter were waiting around, they were giving her updates. Around noontime, the nurse came down and said, you know, they're still working on him. Why don't you go and have some lunch? And while they did, they got paged. And Tammy thought, well, this is the worst thing that could happen. It's too early on. But when she came in, Dr. Morris was there and gave her the thumbs up sign and said everything went well. Every morning when I wake up, I say, thank you, God, for another day. I would not be here otherwise without his intervention. I'm convinced of that. He is everywhere. And all I know is it's not my will that needs to be done. It's his will. And whatever I can do to bring about whatever it is that he wants me to do, then that's what I'm here for. There has to be a reason more than just simply saying, you're one of the lucky ones. Every surgeon, cardiologist, doctor, medical personnel, whoever it is, has said to me over and over again without difference, Frank, you should not be here. You should not be here. But here I am. And it's all to the thanks of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for what he's been able to provide for me and my family and Tammy. It's been wonderful. It's been just a wonderful ride. It's been 12 years since that day, and we're still going strong. And again, thank you for every day. One final thing that doesn't apply to me. This month, October, is Pastor Appreciation Month. And I want to thank the Lord for bringing Pastor Scott to us. I think it's been a real boon for us in terms of how we operate as a congregation. And I just want to give my personal thanks to you, Pastor, for all you've done for Calvary. Appreciate that. Thank you so much.